trip my family and I have made together for the last 31 years straight. There were 65 of our family there at one point or another over the span of that time. My siblings, our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. With a few friends in the mix for good measure, because there's always room to welcome more. Which does require a bit of orchestration to be ready for everything, especially the annual family photo. Bunch of dogs, 65 people, we can get them all in the same lens, right? We need to gather up the matching lighthouses, the lobster blankets, campsite buoys and signs, which are some of the treasures that our family uses to remind ourselves where our hearts are and that we are part of something larger than ourselves. Treasure, yes, yet the real treasure are the people and the time we spend together. Deep dives in 2 weeks of life-giving, love, and family tradition. And that is where our hearts are. We were sure to assemble the real camping supplies, like camp lamps with fresh batteries to keep them lit, life jackets, paddles, and tents. And an item that's been bouncing around our camper for years, one of these foil emergency blankets. You may have seen them actually on the news lately. Our government is wrapping young children in them at the southern border because it is cold where they're being held. Now I pray that your summer vacations have not been and will not be times associated with worry or grief. I hope they are times filled with recreation, rest, and relaxation. Ours was, and of course, while we were there through the magic of smartphones and the internet, well, we were able to keep up with the news from home and around our country. Sadly, much of it was sad, bad news. News that had me, and still has me, very afraid. You may be feeling some of the same. I'm sure by now, all are aware that in the span of that 2 week vacation, some 30 people have died as a result of mass shootings with fully legal and permitted assault-style rifles. And that most, if not all, of these shootings were driven by hate. In particular, hatred for people of color. I do not imagine that I am the only clergy person wearing an orange stole this morning. I do not imagine that I am the only person preaching on this text either. And while many will focus on not being afraid, the words which have stayed with me all week have been, be ready. Be ready. This stole and several hundred others like it have been crafted by Colleen Hintz, a layperson living in New Jersey, as a response to the continued loss of life to gun violence. Each one of these stoles has material with the artwork of Eric Carle's children's book, Brown Bear, What Do You See?, woven between orange panels, which remind us of the colors hunters use so they will not be shot. Bishops United Against Gun Violence, and including our own bishops here in Connecticut, and many others wear these as part of their being dressed for action when speaking out. My 6-year-old granddaughter will enter kindergarten at the end of the month. And we're getting things together for her first day of her new school year. Her first day in this quaint little village that she lives in the farthest northwest corner of the state here. She lives there with her parents and her little brother. Children size 11 sneakers, the new lunchbox she received for her birthday last month. Well, I wonder what the memories will be of her first day of school this year. Of course, we want to be ready for her big day with all the appropriate supplies, and because Granddad is the one with the Amazon account, guess who does a lot of the online shopping? Now, sadly, I could not help but run across a few items that gave me pause during these internet searches. I see some nodding of heads because you have maybe seen the same. One in particular was a bullet-resistant backpack, which is available through Amazon, among other places, for about $99. And you, too, can have one at your doorstep by August 14th if you order while you listen to the remaining words of this message. What do you remember about your first days of school? I can remember meeting my first school friend, Mark Johnson. On my first day of kindergarten, as we and our mothers waited in line to register for Miss Martha Takis' class at Marvin Elementary School. Mrs. Takis just passed away recently as well. She knew me in the grocery store. We know our neighbors, don't we? We do. I also remember the unique sound of that new pair of corduroys, the sound that it made in the hallway on the first day of sixth grade at Nathan Hale Middle School. You may also know that the surviving first graders of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School turned 13 today, or this year, and will enter eighth grade in the fall. A grandnephew of mine is one of them, and while they continue to deal with the trauma of the day when a young white male showed no regard for life, I do wonder what their memories of their first day of eighth grade will be. There is hope in a new year. How could those sweet babies, those stars in heaven, how could they have been prepared for such an unexpected tragedy? And how could the children of 680 people who were taken into custody by ICE at several Mississippi poultry processing plants have been prepared? Their parents were rounded up while they were at work, all while the children were enjoying their first days of school. Many of those children were not picked up by their parents after school, and some returned home to find their doors locked and no one there. What a tragic life event for all concerned. Early news reports are saying that this series of raids has been planned for months, if not a year. And if so, it occurs to me that someone decided to wait until the children would be at school. What a tragic memory of a first day of school. And if that is true, then perhaps the people planning those raids decided that some lives are more important than others. And that is not the way of love, the liberating, life-giving love of God. Now, I will say that leading up to today, I have felt like I might be preaching to the choir because I know the hallmark of St. Paul's on the Green is a radical welcome for all, no exceptions. You all are living proof of that way of love. How can any of us be prepared? How can any of us be prepared for things like this? Hate, racism. Truth is, we can't, really. Yet we can try to prevent it. Speak up, write letters, march, walk, call. And the rally cry has already gone out to be ready for action in November. Haven't we had enough? From Bishops United Against Gun Violence, I'll read an excerpt from a letter they sent this week. As Christians, we must work actively to dismantle the systematic racism that is part of our country's founding narrative and that continues to fuel mass shootings and urban gun violence today. We must insist that both our fellow Christians and our elected leaders repudiate white supremacy and white nationalism and embrace humane immigration policies that follow God's command and the biblical imperative to welcome the stranger in our midst. And we must refuse to participate in scapegoating people with mental illness, a ploy too often used to distract from the urgent yet simple need to enact common sense gun safety measures. Well, Toni Morrison used to tell her students, when you get these jobs you have been so well trained for, just remember that your real job is that if you are free, you need to free somebody else. If you have some power, then your job is to empower somebody else. The gospel tells us to be ready. And there are other ways to be ready. Welcome the stranger. Empower those with less power. Free those imprisoned. Love. The gospel also tells us this morning that Jesus assured his disciples that they should be not afraid, that we should not be afraid. And so we must look for whatever good there is to be seen in these situations. Jesus tells us there's something more in the story of 11-year-old Ruben Martinez, who began what is being called the El Paso Challenge, which is his response to a fear of going to the store after the shooting at Walmart. Ruben's idea is that folks would accept the challenge to do 22 acts of kindness to honor the lives lost. 22 acts. 30 acts. 26. 28. I think young Ruben is on to something. He's on to the way of love. We can see what Jesus is talking about in the story of the neighbors who tried to gather up the little ones in Mississippi to let them know that they should not be afraid. We may not be able to single-handedly change the minds of three branches of the U.S. government, yet we can individually and collectively as the church, capital C, decide not to, as a friend would say, get spun up in the rhetoric and fear and remain focused on the way of love and unafraid to speak up to injustice. Jane Goodall has been quoted as saying, "You cannot get through a single day without having an impact on the world around you. What you do makes a difference. And you, we, have to decide what difference we want to make."